T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, big crowd out here at Villanova today. You can certainly join us as we roll till 10 o'clock. WIP's Full Court Frenzy. And we just had our first real frenzy with the big game and knockout. And we got to give a shout out to a WIP listener named Tucker, who he didn't cut down the net, but he won. Tucker, nice job, buddy.
Shout out to Tucker.
Survived
great
the group.
Work, Tucker.
Probably about 30 of us out there.
You were there. What were you, final four, final five? Not too bad.
Three or four, whichever it was.
How many DeCameras were in the final
three.
Five?
Oh,
three.
I had
the final like eight or so.
We had a good showing.
Pretty good showing.
The DeCamera crew.
Yeah, but, you know, not good enough. So.
Yeah, you lost.
You lost.
I did lose.
You said you were going to win right before, and then.
Great
and
job by Russ.
It was Joe DeCamera,
Jamal,
the brother DeCamera, and the son of the mailman.
Okay, hold on. I'm not listening. So I got all sorts of people.
It was an aggressive line.
I didn't hear it at all. What was said?
I don't know if we need to go back to it. Okay.
I didn't hear it at all.
Maybe we just push forward.
Right. Why is that guy so tall? That's what I say.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Let's not forget Jordan Montgomery signed yesterday. With the Arizona, John, does it bug you? I mean, you and I were both not that.
Course,
like, you didn't have to have him, but they signed. Arizona.
Preferred he not go to Arizona, yeah. The team that knocked us out last year. We just get news Taiwan is not where he needs to be. His shoulder is the issue. I mean, he was there. He'd been sitting there the entire offseason. Yeah. Now it feels like we're a day late, a dollar short.
Yeah, $25 million short. It's a one-year deal, $25 million.
That's so doable. I mean, but
it's a little irritating.
How does that work with that third luxury tax threshold?
Seltzer, what do you know about that?
So for Montgomery, I told you guys yesterday there wouldn't be draft pick compensation, which there isn't. They would move back 10 spots in the draft, and they would lose 20% of their international signing bonus. I double-checked on it after yesterday. So, I mean, that is something, you know, but to the point of, I think when you look at it right now, I mean, you're smack dab in a window. I mean, in 3-4 years, we're going to have a bunch of late 30s players on this team who are signed for a lot of money. Yeah. Like you do everything you can to win right now. And I think they will. Like, I think at the trade deadline, like they've said, they will be willing to spend. So that's what I'm, you know, hoping for. But I think that, you know, you don't
worry. There's a guy.
You can't worry about the 20% draft money, international draft money, or 10 spots in a draft. When you have a chance to win the World
Series. You're either committed to getting that trophy back or you don't want to go over the luxury tax. I mean, that's...
Now, to be fair, he's going over two luxury... Like, I don't think it's a Middleton rip here. Like,
right,
it's more
right.
of a...
No, just,
and I do think they will go over it if they have to. If at the trade deadline, they will make a move and add salary. But, like...
You think that's part of what it is? Like, they don't want to move to that third threshold?
I think it's just one of a
early?
Number of factors. Like, I think if the pitcher on the market were someone they thought was the, no doubt about
just like
it,
they
stud,
would have paid $300 million
for
Yamamoto. Right.
Exactly. They would have gone over that number for Yamamoto to have him here. Yeah. So I think it's all relative and all, you know, based on the situation. But, you know, ultimately at a basic level, you're in a window, go for it.
So that would have been stupid money, name up the stupid money.
I mean, he's been pretty stupid, you know, money-wise in terms of
spending. I wanted him to be more stupid,
in terms of spending. I know, we all do. We all do. I get it. But, you know, at a certain point, you know, they should be able to win with the money.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on that. Again, reminder, it's WIP's Full Court Frenzy. We'll start with the free throw shooting contest shortly. We'll also talk to Scott Fransky soon. He just got here. So we'll talk to Fransky as the fills the course tomorrow. We'll have opening day. We hope the rain doesn't impact it. We'll see. We'll also, you know, tell you the brackets for the free throw shooting contest up ahead. And I want to remind everybody, you can make a direct donation. This is in large measure today. I mean, in one part, it's to have fun, of course. We want to have some fun. But on the other hand, really what we want to do is raise a lot of money in the fight against cancer. Coaches versus Cancer locally, they just do a magnificent job. All the schools, the coaches, the, you know, administrative staff that helps year-round with Coaches versus Cancer and the many events they've put together through the years. And the American Cancer Society is where they take the money to. Right to the American Cancer Society, you can make a direct donation. PhillyCVC.org is the website to donate. Again, PhillyCVC.org. It's very easy to make the donation. I did that last night. You get right on the website. There's the Donate Now button. It's very simple. So if you get the opportunity here, please today at some point donate. And let's raise a lot of money in the fight against cancer. Let's get to Ed right now. Ed, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Ed.
It's an honor. John Ritchie. Talk to John Ritchie.
You got low standards.
Yeah, that's a low bar.
You're John freaking Ritchie, man.
There you go.
It's great. Real quick, this is my comment. Devin, if the Phillies should happen to sweep the Braves this weekend, you're going to have to wear that uniform every opening day.
Oh, no. Someone mentioned that last week because, Joe, they pointed out that the Phillies have never won the World Series since you've been wearing that. So if they go on and win it all, I mean, I think it's mine.
I totally agree. I don't think there's any
question about it. Unfortunately for me.
It's a factual statement, yeah.
You'll there's own no the other day.
It's an intriguing concept.
Yeah. You got to keep the camera name on the back, too, though. But because Joe's a bit
well,
of
that's the
Eagle
shame
sometimes.
Of it all.
You're right. It is shameful.
Yeah, so... real quick, something that owns something.
Yeah.
The answer to the question today, the Mummers own New Year's Day.
They do.
Sure.
That's a good answer. You know what used to own New Year's Day? I mean, really, nationally.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Used to own it and no longer does as college football.
Yeah, yeah, big time, Joe.
I mean, that's one of the real bummers.
Shames of the BCS. Yeah. No, we used to have the Rosebowl. And they was all matter, you know. Yeah.
And I cared about the eighth and ninth and tenth most important game, even though those teams weren't competing for national championship. It was a thing.
It was the Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl was always
Orange Bowl or whatever.
Yeah. Give us big answers for who or what owns something once a year. There's a lot still available, including other things on New Year's Day. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tim right now in Philly. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
It takes out the speakerphone there.
You got it.
So, this John Ritchie, am I talking to you?
Yes. What's up?
What an honor.
What's up? I think one time we shared a physician.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you had an autographed picture of yourself on there. Nice headshot you got there.
Oh, thank you.
Much like Joe DeCamera's picture in the bathroom at PI Dental.
Well, now that's a different picture. I don't think I can talk about that on the radio.
Go ahead and cough.
But Joe, you won that day.
Oh, buddy.
So Montgomery signed with the Diamondbacks, huh?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
But you know for how long?
1 year, $25 million.
Like, I believe there's a vesting option for a second year.
Tim, yesterday I was totally unmoved by the whole Montgomery thing. Like, the Phillies are pretty stacked, and I certainly can't complain, nor can we still complain. But is it irritating to see him sign with the team that knocked the Phillies out? Heck yeah. Of course it is.
It definitely sticks in my craw.
Of course it does.
Yeah, especially when our fourth pitcher is having shoulder issues. It just feels like he was right there for us. Yeah. Would fit perfectly.
I mean, I don't want to be a pig, Tim, but, you know, I mean, the Phillies have put us in a position where we can feel a little piggish, you know, because they have spent a lot of money.
They've set the standard. And also, to be fair, when John Middleton comes out and says things like, how much did the 1927 Yankees spend? People don't care about that. Then you also are setting yourself up to have to back that up, right? Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it is. He's the one who said it, you know?
He said he compared them to them Yankees.
No, he said that no one talks about what the 1927 Yankees spent as a way to say, like, it doesn't matter what you spend if you win and if you're great.
That's what they remember. Tim, give me an answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
All right. Veterans Day. We've got the vets.
You got it, man. Tim, good answer. All right, so speaking of what is owned once a year, we have a new owner of at least a chunk of Christmas Day, and it's the NFL. So for those that missed the news, the NFL yesterday announced, Roger Goodell announced, that they are going to they're going to play games, football games on on Christmas Day this upcoming year, John, you know, 2024. And here's the deal. This is proof that it'll be now forevermore. It's a Wednesday.
Wow. Wednesday football. Wednesday night football.
We knew they could do it on Saturday and Sunday.
That is the last one. Yeah.
Yeah, they've now played every day.
Now it'll be every day. Yeah.
I mean, Tuesday and Thursday, you could figure out how they could jimmy rig it in. But Wednesday was the one where it's like, you know, if Christmas falls on a Wednesday, is the NFL really going to do that? And much to the NBA's chagrin, the NFL has made the decision, and they will now own it. I mean, the NBA Christmas Day thing is done. For those that don't know, the numbers last year were so unbelievable. So as the NFL climbed in last year, I believe it was three games, and the NBA, of course, had five games. And so there's no going back now. Now that the NFL owners have seen the light of how if you can schedule games that day and then, you know, the teams that play maybe play on a prior Saturday or an upcoming – like, they're going to jimmy rig. It's not like a team's going to play on a Wednesday and then play Sunday 4 days later. They'll figure out a way. Here's the reality – from last year. Last year, football averaged, of the games that were played, averaged 28.5 million viewers. It's just in America, 28.5 million viewers. Basketball at the NBA averaged 2.8 million. So the NBA, that's a big old L for Adam Silver in the NBA. It really is.
I mean, it was their thing. It was their almost to the point where it was like, NBA doesn't even start till Christmas Day. That's like the launch of the season,
right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And I will say there's a little bit of a sadness for me from the standpoint that when Jordan was Jordan, it was really fun to crank
that
it up.
That was the day.
That was the day.
Oh, my God. You get open presents all morning and you just sit on the couch all afternoon.
I love the NFL, but I don't want the NFL to swallow all the other leagues.
They are.
And it feels like there's a lot of that going on these
Remember
days.
How cool it was when the Sixers finally got on Christmas Day with Embiid? Like, that felt like something. It felt like after all that.
It was an accomplishment.
We were like, wow, look at this. We're on Christmas Day. And now it's like, whatever, just a game.
All right, coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time, we will talk to the great Phillies announcer, Scott Fransky, the day before opening day. Fransky, who will be competing in the free throw shooting contest and talking some Phillies baseball in a minute, joins us in 1 minute's time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.